Here it is, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy!
A little late. Not on time.
Oh, sorry. I forgot my damn laptop at... We had big things happening, and pieces were moving, and, you know, I don't know.
It's a busy day around
here. So now I have to use this computer, which is awkward, because now it's kind of in the way, and now I can't see Buck, and... You know, Dusty's in here. We have some announcement.
What's he doing?
I'm nervous. I'm probably firing me as far as I know. So there's a lot happening. Now I'm sweating and is
all right. Well,
it's off
Souk's,
to a rough start.
Souk's not doing well. I'll take over. Here. So I said this on the big Great Notion pregame. Quick story before we make our big announcement. And there is a big announcement here in a matter of minutes or perhaps seconds. John Kroger, you remember John Kroger?
Or knowing us, it could happen at like 3:45.
The Attorney General of Oregon, John Kroger.
Leader of men.
He used to listen to our show. Way too smart of a person to be listening to us, but for some reason he liked us. And way back when, and I don't know what year this was, he's since moved on to bigger and better things. Yeah. But as Attorney General, he would be driving from Salem to Portland and he would listen to us. He stopped into our studio to hang with us one day and promote his book, and he called us out.
Yeah.
Because he said when we announced that we were moving from 3 to 7 to 2 to 6, we teased ahead that was a big announcement.
Well, to be fair, I don't know if you remember how this went down, but
I don't.
Okay, so we started for no reason teasing that there was a big announcement, and we had no announcement, and we teased it for like 2 months, and then it became like a running joke. And then when we moved 2 to 6, we were like, oh, maybe that's the big announcement. So we didn't have anything to tease; we just did it. And then when we were like, oh, 2 to 6, then he got pissed. A lot of people were like, really? You teased that for...
That's it?
That's it? And to be fair to everyone behind the curtain, we didn't have anything. I think one day, it was like the Jamie Burke interview, we just teased it to be like, oh, we got something big.
So we can get people off our back.
Yeah, we're like, tune in. Something's happening.
So he called us out on it. And ever since, we have been very hesitant to say we have a big announcement.
Hence
because,
the good little announcement.
Yeah, good little,
it's
you know.
Good, it's good little announcement.
There's some things here and there.
Things happen.
Today, there is a big announcement. And we are about to make it.
Thank you, we.
Could you lay out, please? Here is the big announcement. Beginning tomorrow, 1080 The Fan is on FM.
Dude. I feel like we need like Hulk Hogan. Like, I'm ready to go.
Dude!
Woo!
Now, 1080 AM is not going anywhere, but the Fan radio network begins.
Yes.
Where we are on 910 AM, 1080 AM, and... Sorry. Dragging out. 105.1 The Fan.
Woo!
Come on.
You boys like Mexico?
What does that mean?
When I feel like partying, it's
Dude, Mexico. That's huge. So in studio with us is our new brand manager, our new fearless leader, Dusty Hera, who can talk more about this. Now, we hesitate to give you credit for this, Dusty, because it is not... Dusty did just get the brand manager job, so it kind of sounds like maybe Dusty... was the one who flipped the Fan to the FM. He is not, although he has been a big part of it behind the scenes.
He's the Barry Switzer of our station. He inherited a Super Bowl team.
Yeah, I was asking Ryan Cooley, our GM, earlier today. I was asking him, I said, when did conversations about this move start? And he said, he went back and looked, and he said that he and Jeff Austin, our former fearless leader,
yes,
rest in peace, those guys... pitched our old GM, Tim McNamara, on this very idea of moving to the FM in 2012.
That sounds about right.
So that was 13 years ago.
But in radio terms, I would say that that is probably a... I would say that that is probably a fair timeline in the world of radio, 13 years. Hold on. All hell is breaking loose now. All right,
okay, hold on. Dusty's got to switch mics.
This is the most us thing ever.
Yeah, it really. All right, check.
Hey,
it's Dusty Hera.
Yeah.
he's our leader. Now,
by the way, the look of panic once again on Buckley's, it's just my favorite thing. We got the full-on hands up.
Yeah.
Look at this guy.
Why would anyone take the microphone off the microphone arm?
Yeah, I don't know. But we don't have another pod up over there.
Odyssey station.
There we go.
Dusty, great engineering, by the way, because you just MacGyvered the S out of that right there.
He's a problem solver.
This is why he's the brand manager.
He's a problem solver.
Solving problems over here.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. Dusty, first of all, congratulations. This is a big day for the fan. This is a station we love greatly, and we've been on it for a long time, and you've been on it for a long time. This is huge.
No, it really is. And like Ryan was telling you earlier, look, 13 years ago is when the wheels were set in motion. And Ryan, our GM, our former brand manager, Jeff Austin, those two guys put in so much effort lobbying, trying to get the fan to FM. It's a big move for us. The audience, just the reach that you can have, the quality of the sound that people are going to get, it's awesome for this station. And everybody that works here, we're in a place now where we can finally make that impact over the airwaves. And
hopefully one day get a new microphone.
And maybe get another pod up here for another microphone.
So just so people know, the Fan Radio Network, we're not going anywhere on 1080. 1080 is the same as always. You will just also be able to hear us on 105.1, which is huge because there's just so many more people bouncing. People often ask, well, why? Who cares? What's the difference? There's so many more people bouncing around the FM dial.
And to be fair, I have two cars, and neither car has an AM radio, which is somewhat problematic. Now, we were on the 99.5 The Wolf's HD, but good luck trying to explain to people where to find us on HD radio.
Look, and sometimes like you go through a spotty place, HD signal doesn't pick up. Yeah. Right. Now, we will not be on 99.5 HD2 anymore.
That's going away.
Because 105.1 is an HD signal as well.
Yeah. Right.
So we're going to be HD1. 910 will be moving to 105.1 HD2.
Oh, nice.
It's going to live on there.
Yeah.
And we don't need an HD2 for 1080 because it's 105.1.
We are.
We're running a simulcast, and that's awesome. And it's great, too, because if we run into a play-by-play event, we can split off so you guys can still work 5 days a week. Whoa. It's not the 4 day work week.
I hate this.
I'm not happy.
Yeah.
This was not part of the agreement.
Yeah, right?
See what happens when Dusty gets a little bit of power? Next thing you know,
when Oregon goes and plays Rutgers and has a 3:30 game.
I'm not happy about this.
Isaac and Suk are going to be on 105.1.
So it's the Fan Radio Network.
Yeah, the Fan Sports Network. Yeah.
Now, for those that don't know, this station flipped to all sports in 1990. Which was 35 years ago.
We're one of the longest running
stations
on the West Coast.
We are the longest running continuous sports station on the West Coast.
Which is huge. I mean, this is not just a throwaway station where people they play games and throw games on. We're a station that has been live and local with a lot of really good talent over the years, spanning 35 years, and this move to FM I think it opens up what is already a great Portland radio station and has been a heritage station in the market. It opens it up to people who just never went over to AM, people who've never heard it. This thing's been here for a long ass time, and now we're getting to where everyone is with it.
And it's a credit to everybody that works here that this station has gotten the weight to move over to FM. I mean, you think about where we were 13 years ago when Cooley went to the higher-ups and tried pitching this, it was two local shows, right? When I started here 17 years ago, it was you two, me, Swag, and Travis Demers working at the station in Jeff Austin, right? I mean, that was it. Those were the only people that were working here, and you guys were the only show. Now you fast forward to where we're at now, where we have a full lineup, and it's great content, and we're ready for this move, and it's been a long time coming. It's been a lot of work that's been put into it by a lot of people, and I'm excited for it, man.
Okay, so here's the next big thing, okay?
So many drum rolls.
Yeah.
So many drum
rolls. And this may be bigger news to some of you who already listened to The Fan. We have a new lineup. There is a new lineup coming to The Fan beginning tomorrow at 6 a.m. Dusty, I will let you do the honors.
It's almost like we planned this.
Yeah, it's like...
in sync, if you will.
Like, there's a lot of changes. And moving to FM's not the only one.
I have concepts of a plan.
No, we got an actual plan. It's not even conceptual anymore. No. We have a plan that's
about to be executed.
So tomorrow morning, you get one additional hour of Dirt and Sprague moving forward.
Well deserved.
Can't believe they agreed to do that. Yeah. Yeah.
Rothman tried to get us to reduce hours.
I want
for
3
years.
Hours.
And they well, they're young. They're young and spry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although they've been here a long time too.
They have been.
Like it's one of those things now that we're so damn old.
13 years. They said that in a meeting the other day. Yeah. They've been here 13 years. I'm like, "Wait, what?"
That's how old we are. Yeah. It's just even the new guys are now old.
Well, we had to get new headshots, not just for the new website, but Rop doesn't even look like the same guy anymore. Your beard was a lot more dark the last time we had headshots done. So you guys are getting old. So Dirt and Sprague moving forward are going to be 6 to 10 a.m.
Okay.
From 10 to 1, we will have the firm of Harrison Meringue.
Okay.
Danny and Patrick moving from noon to 3 to 10 to 1. Mm-hmm. Then we will have 1 to 2 will be our Duck Insider. Mm-hmm. With Joey Mack. 2 to 3, we are launching a new show called The Fan Happy Hour with Luke Anderson, ramping you guys back up to ultra local. And then 3 to 7, you guys are there. And then
we're
extending you guys to 10 p.m. You're 3 to 10 p.m., Isaac and Sue.
We're a part of this?
No.
I think so.
3 to 7, you guys aren't moving.
No, nothing
you
changes.
You guys are not moving.
Like, I was hoping we were going to get some sort of, like, new... No, it just turned out we're just the same.
Yeah, this
we're
is kind of lame.
We're just here.
Well, we do have a big change for you guys in that...
What's up?
Club 1080 is no more.
Oh!
Wait! No. We're still clubbing. It's just got a new name.
It's just the club now.
The club. Well, we can't call it.
Well, I kind of liked the idea of Club 105 because there's another club that's very similar to 105.
Club 205.
You want to talk about brand sponsors? Club one, Club 205? Call me. Club 105 brought to you by Club 205? Hello.
At what time, Buck?
About or around 6:05.
I mean,
Club 105 brought to you by Club 205 at 6:05.
Off the 405.
Boy.
It writes itself.
Yeah.
Come on.
All right.
So answering one question that seems to be coming in on the text line, no more Colin on the fan.
No more Colin Cowherd. And look, that was a decision. Colin started his radio program
right here on
the fan airwaves. Yep. And this move all coincides with Colin having to go and move over to iHeart stations. And there's going to be more announcements on that looming, but Colin is heading over to a different station because, you know, even though his relationship with the fan was important enough to where we were one of a handful of stations that
he fought to stay here.
Yeah, he fought
to stay here. He couldn't do it any longer. So a lot of it is in our control, but a lot of it's out of our control as well. And that was one of the moves that was out of our control. And it gives us the opportunity, though, to give Dirt and Sprague another hour to go. Now we have local programming from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. We got 13 hours of local programming. That's exciting to me to have that here on this station because I don't know if we've ever had 13 hours of local programming on the fan. Ever.
No, it's never happened. I mean, like I said, years ago when you started here, the only show was us two. You know, it was, and so to see this become a full-fledged station where we have the Ducks, the Seahawks, the pregame, the postgame, all the program that goes along with it, the ability to cut in on any local event that's happening. I mean, this is what this station has deserved for years, and this is kind of, I mean, we've all been talking about this for years. I think this was everyone's goal, and to see it come to fruition, it's amazing. Having been kind of the, with us and Swag, kind of the elder statesman, again, so many of us have been here for so long. You've been 17 years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have had everyone kind of pulling in this direction for, you know, 15 plus years and kind of see where this is at and to see it come to fruition. It's amazing.
Yeah. It's been great to see. And look, our GM Ryan is a big reason for it. Jeff Austin, who was the brand manager before me.
A lot of people believed in it.
He built this station to where it is, where we have all these local shows and we have a stable of talent that is worthy of making a big move like this. And, you know, everybody put in a lot of legwork to make this happen. You know, it wasn't just I was doing brand manager stuff and missing my show at the end of it. Like, everything was moving forward to this point to where we could get the fan on FM. And I'm pumped for it. We got a new logo. We've got everything, yeah. man.
It's got the bridge in it.
Yes.
Yeah. It's the bridge from which we broadcast right underneath.
The trolls of Portland Radio, yeah. live from under the 405.
That's right.
So tomorrow's going to be an awesome day.
Okay, 6 a.m.
I'm excited. 6 a.m.
The flip.
We've got other changes, too, that are coming. Just the lineup change.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Maybe we can leave a couple surprises for people tomorrow when they tune in for the first time.
All right, so if you're just tuning in, the fan is staying on 1080, but also now going to be on 105.1 FM beginning tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Let's go!
So we will no longer call it 1080 The Fan. We will be 105.1
The Fan. We'll be 105.1 The Fan.
Yeah.
Also on 1080, though. It'll be still be there.
Still be there.
So the new lineup starts tomorrow.
New lineup
6 a.m.
starts tomorrow at 6 a.m.
Okay. Thank you, Dustin.
No, thank you, guys.
We love your hot body.
I love your hot body.
Great job.
This is
it's a big deal.
This is a big deal.
Yeah.
For having done really this for half of our adult lives, this is I would say it's safe to put it out there. This is the biggest little announcement we've ever had on this stupid.
Well, the fan has kicked a lot of butt for a lot of years.
Yes,
and it deserves to be where it can kick some more butt. Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I mean, you know,
yeah.
If it doesn't work, we're all fired, which, you know, that's fine. It's what we sign up for. Let's go. Bring it, Lars.
Well, they did say when we first got this job, you haven't been in radio until you've been fired.
Yeah.
Well,
I haven't been in radio, I guess.
I guess. I've been doing this for 20 years.
And I've been in TV.
Well, yeah, you got fired from TV.
Yeah,
that's happened. Yeah. So you've been in TV, but not radio. So congratulations on not being in radio for 20 plus years.
Just a hobby of mine, doing this.
See, well, good. I mean, none of us have actually been in radio. I think we're doing all right.
Yeah.
I think so.
S's and giggles, you know.
Doing okay.
It's fun.
I love the station, and I love the move. Yeah. Let's get it done. All right, we'll start our show coming up next on The Fan.
105.
105.
Not yet.
Numbers, fan.
Well, now we're going to have to do a announcement post-game show segment.
I think so.
Because a lot of questions floating out there.
Mainly, how did Buckley screw up the microphone situation? Which, by the way, Buckley, we will never let you live down. That will be yours forever.
Well, okay, we apologize.
It wasn't really his fault.
No, but let's blame it on him.
But in the moment, you immediately turn to the producer.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. It's just the most...
We expect you to get it right. Yeah.
Thank you.
The most thing ever is we've been planning
this. Glad I've
earned
that reputation.
This has been going on for months behind the scenes, weeks that we've been planning this exact moment. We had a meeting about when to announce. Mm-hmm. We bring Dusty in. And the look when we realize the microphone that he's in front of doesn't work.
And the other one's missing.
And the microphone that is supposedly ready to go... doesn't have a microphone.
An Odyssey station.
It's just an empty, it's like an empty, what would you call it?
It's an arm without a hand.
It's an arm without a mic on it. So you had to take the cord.
What the hell is going on?
And plug it into the other microphone. Oh.
So a lot of people are asking, does this affect the app? And the answer is no.
No.
You will still get us on the app.
Yeah.
I'll refrain from making a joke,
thank
but
you.
We're on there.
Yeah.
And
I listen to Dirt and Sprague every damn day on that
yeah,
app.
Yeah, you do.
And now I get to listen for one extra hour.
What was the other question?
I don't know.
Here's a text. How many moms are going to be confused when they're running to Costco tomorrow? Turn on 105.1 The Buzz to hear Rob say, are your balls jiggling?
I'll tell you right now. I said this in the meeting. I want...
Are your balls jiggling?
I want the complaint emails and calls. I would like those.
This is going to be great.
Because, yes.
Yeah. Because it's not the Buzz. It's Bella.
It's Bella. Yeah. 105.1 Bella, which is like a female adult contemporary
now
station.
Now it's Fella. Am I right?
I want nothing more than tomorrow, 7:15, Midge gets in the car expecting to hear Katy Perry, and all of a sudden it's Swag's voice and then Dirt and Sprague. And then, yes, some lady picking up her kid from childcare gets Rob talking about take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass. I just am desperate to hear those calls and see those emails because it's going to be wonderful.
Take your Halloween and shove it up your little kid ass.
It's a whole new world, ladies.
Fun story.
Maybe this will open up a whole new audience for us, though.
We haven't. Well, it should.
Yeah.
And part of that is going to be hard for us because it's a delicate balance of us having to let you in on the inside jokes but also, you know, without stopping down and explaining everything, right?
Yeah.
So, quick example, apparently, so we have a new voice guy that you'll hear tomorrow on 105. And if you're just tuning in, we announced we're flipping to 105.1 The Fan.
Yeah.
We'll still be on 1080. Now, that news is big for us and was the headline story. But I think for a lot of listeners that already listened to The Fan, the bigger news is that there's a lineup change.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that in a second. But Dusty was telling me that the new voice guy is a black guy. And
why has it got to be a black guy?
Well, listen.
Now I'm uncomfortable.
So he was listening to our show for the first time.
Yeah.
And it was a club where we were playing all of your racist out of context drops. So he's like, what is this? What am I voicing? Who are these guys? So this is the delicate dance.
And then he looked up and then he saw my picture and he's like,
I
don't think I can do this.
So, like, things like this.
I just have always preferred the whites.
My mom is adorably racist.
I wish I could have more white things.
The color white to me just always works.
You know?
Yeah. I know that I'll probably have to join a white supremacist game.
So we've got a lot of things like that. We've been on for a long time. We've got a lot of stuff we have to explain to a new audience. It's going to be wild.
Not going
to
lie. I wasn't prepared for the African-American voice guy.
Yeah
that's...
Well, hopefully we'll win him over time. Just please, sir, understand, those are out of context.
All like 72 of them.
Out of context. That's what we do here.
The love of God.
But, you know, like if it's the first time, like, I mean, imagine people, like you said, Midge is tuning in and she hears some of this stuff for the first time, dude.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the emails.
It's going to be problematic. Well, and she's like,
and
why?
The voicemails.
The Willametta, and it's a whole thing. And
well, I really enjoy the show. Yeah. Thank you. Bye.
I will say that one of my dearest friends in the whole wide world, he can't handle us. He doesn't listen, but his wife loves us. So, you know, again, maybe this opens up a whole new demographic for us. The housewife that's like, I don't know what those two old bastards have going on, but I find them funny.
So, Dirt and Sprague, 6 to 10.
Yes.
Beginning tomorrow. Extra hour of Dirt and Sprague.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get...
Well-deserved, by the way.
You get Meringue and the law. They call it the firm,
mm-hmm.
the law firm of Meringue and Harris, Patrick Harris. They will go until 1 o'clock.
Yes,
10 to 1. Then it's Ducks Insider for all you duck nerds.
We get a little Joey Mac, and that was always weird because we would have to run Duck Insider, but a lot of times we'd run Duck.
Whoa,
Duck. Ooh,
Goose.
Duck Insider after the games had already aired. Which was a little awkward.
Yeah. So now, you'd hear Dana Altman previewing Rutgers when they had already beaten Rutgers.
So we'll actually get Joey Mack live from wherever he's doing it down in Eugene.
Well, and the Ducks are a big deal.
Yeah.
And middays, you know, having Ducks-centric programming is a good thing.
And we're still home of the Ducks and the Seahawks, by the way.
And then Luke Anderson gets a chance to do his bits
from
2 to 3, happy hour, and then he'll lead into us, and we're just, you know. 3 to 7. So there's your new lineup. No more Colin Cowherd, which is a big story.
Yes.
But you know, I mean, he's been on the station for years. So live and local, 13 hours, bro.
It's kind of crazy.
Get on board
to after all these years to see this become a real station. Like, yeah. I mean, we have
treated like it.
Yes,
by our company.
Well, we've told this story before, but years and years and years ago, when we started the club. And by the way, you know how many times we have been told that we're slitting our own throat by doing the show that we do? No, I'm not going to give you no cookie. So to everyone that said that, by the way, bite me. So when we started the club, because we were like, oh, it's the last hour. And that used to be a throwaway hour where we'd replay Blazer audio. And we're like, yeah, we're not doing that. And the first time the club beat another, we won't say the station, but it beat our big FM station here in our cluster, we were rewarded by moving the show 2 to 6 so that we could no longer do the club. That's how we were treated. Hey, you guys are awesome. Oh my God, you beat the big FM station and now you're being moved so that you can't do that anymore. And here we are all these years later and being moved to the FM dial. It is awesome to see the full local lineup. It's awesome to see all those guys getting rewarded. And I just think it's great that we have been here the whole time. And we went from being the only employees to some employees just a piece of the cog of this giant FM bloat. What was the 50,000 watt? Was it? What, didn't we figure that out?
50,000 kilowatt blowtorch?
That's right. It's a 50,000 watt blowtorch on the FM dial, bitch.
Yeah, we're going to take a lot of calls now. Every day is going to be calls.
Just hot calls. Which also, I would like to point out, we were told that we were slitting our own throat when we stopped taking phone calls.
Well, I was
Google
told,
me, bitch.
I was told by the big, who's that guy? Ken Beck. You know, we've had a lot of guys.
Big guys.
You know, big corporate guys. Ken Beck got me on the horn right when they first hired me to put with you.
Yeah.
And he was like, Isaac, Isaac, calls. And in my head, I'm like, uh-huh. Head, I'm like, yeah, no chance. Yeah. But I was like, yeah, Ken, you're right. Yeah, we'll take a lot of calls. Never took any calls.
No.
And here we are. 17 years later? 18 years later?
Something.
I mean, if you think about it. You not quite as much, but Swag and I have been at this radio station for roughly two thirds of its existence. 35 years,
yeah.
You know, the station's been going for 35 years.
Yep.
Sports, and we've been here since 2000, 2001.
Yeah, and I came what two and a half years later, something like that.
I mean, it's pretty wild.
Yeah.
So we're happy to be a you know, like a small part of ushering this into a new era. So tomorrow we begin on 105.1. We'll still be on 1080, no longer on 99.5 HD2, so you'll have to flip up the dial to 105.1.
The nice part is we don't need an HD station because 105.1 is an HD station.
Right.
Although,
right.
Remember now,
right.
105.1
right.
to the HD2 will now be the 910 signal.
Sports talk.
So that's our big, that's kind of the cool thing is we've got a sports network now. You have us on 105.1, you have 1080 the fan, and 910. All of that, although I'm not happy with this whole not getting bumped off for Ducks programming anymore.
Someone asked, what's going to happen when the Ducks play on a Friday or the Seahawks on a Monday? See, this is part of it.
We've got multiple
It's called
places.
The Fan Sports Network.
Yes.
So we have three radio stations now. So anything that is play-by-play, like Seahawks or Ducks, will move over to 1080.
Yeah.
I believe.
Yes.
And then all of our regular programming stays... So you don't get any interruptions in your day part.
No.
Your regular day part.
Yeah.
So there you go. All right, time to commence regularly scheduled programming.
Let's talk about the WNBA All-Star Game.
Did that happen?
I know you watched.
I didn't watch. I barely watched the damn Open.
Yeah.
Boring.
I kept waiting for like there to be some drama. There wasn't.
Well, there was a double bogey.
Does that do something for you?
It was the closest thing to like, well, man.
No.
So let's wrap up the weekend in sports. Coming up next, here's Buck. That's right. Now to sports talk.
Sports.
Scotty won.
Yeah.
And it was boring.
Yeah. Look.
Foreign counting.
He's amazing. But at the same time, dude, that guy is the definition of milk toast. Like, the worst thing you could have in golf is if he turns into just this dominant force year after year after year. This is not what golf needs. Golf has been trying to manufacture the next Tiger Woods, and this is where I'll stop here. Like, what Scottie's doing is incredible, but we've seen this from Brooks Koepka. We've seen it from Rory. We've seen it from Spieth. There's been plenty of guys that have had moments in time, and I thought it was fun that even Scotty balked at the idea of someone comparing him to Tiger. He was like, please stop. Like, Tiger's dominance was like nothing we'd ever seen. Peak Tiger is the greatest golfer of all time. The other thing about Tiger is, for whatever reason, because he wasn't the most dynamic personality, but the man moved the needle, and Scheffler doesn't. I remember, like, years ago when Tiger would have one of these runaways, it was still must-watch TV. I don't know about you. I watched maybe 30 minutes of the final round just because it was anticlimactic.
Well,
doesn't get me.
Well, but I think some of that is the fact that he's kicking everyone's ass. Like, I would venture to guess that when Tiger Woods was winning by 10 shots, it wasn't that interesting either. He was a more interesting figure than Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah.
But when he has won four majors. Mm-hmm. One of them, he beat Colin Morikawa by one shot. The other three, he's won by four shots, five shots, and five shots.
Yeah.
So he's the first guy since Tiger that was so good that most pros know they can't really beat him.
Yeah.
You know, Rory McIlroy is an all-time player.
Mm-hmm.
And Rory's playing really well right now. Oh. And it is not close to what Scottie's doing.
And he said as much after the
So I think some of it is not, it's not, I mean, Scotty is not a huge personality and that is not great for golf. You're right. But at the same time, I think a larger part of it is the fact that he's so good that it's not exciting. It's anticlimactic because he's just dominating. He's obliterating these fields. He is, and he's boringly good. Like, he doesn't miss.
No.
He did make a double bogey yesterday out of nowhere. That was kind of weird. But then he follows it right up with a birdie. Like, he needed a, every time he needed a par, and he'd have like a 15-footer or something, he just drained it.
Yeah.
It's really amazing what he's doing. But at the same time, we're also spoiled by having watched Tiger, and it's not Tiger. And so you're like, eh. I think Tiger is like the worst thing for Scotty.
Yes.
Because we all watched Tiger and there was a flair to Tiger. Yep. And Scotty's just clinical. He's a clinician. And
he even says it like the press conferences, and it's like, oh, I'm going to go win another major. I'm going to go home and hang out with my wife and kids. And he turns down every endorsement, every media opportunity. Say what you will about Tiger. Again, maybe not being the biggest personality, but for example, both Nike guys, right? Even though Nike has gotten out of the club business and balls, Scottie Scheffler is a Nike guy. When Tiger would win, there would be, how many great Nike commercials were backing Tiger? And there was a narrative that kind of pushed that. When's the last time you saw Scottie Scheffler do anything? Now, there was kind of a cool little Nike put it out on Twitter about, winning, and it wasn't everything, and then it was a photo of like him and his kid.
So the first picture, what Nike did, what I thought was really good, and they're always good about this.
Yeah.
Right after a win like that, they put out a side by side picture. The first picture on the left was Scotty reaching out, bending down, reaching out for his little kid who was running towards him.
Yeah.
And it said, "Scotty, you've already won."
Yeah.
But then the second picture was him hoisting the trophy saying, "But another major doesn't hurt too."
Sure.
Or something like that.
And that's about the only thing you'll see from Scotty. Whereas when Tiger, we had the chip, right? In between the legs. We had the ball, the chip in with it stopping on the lip of the cup and rolling in. There were all these iconic moments with Tiger, and then it was this buzz because he was an African American and he was changing who was paying attention to golf, and it was a big cultural phenomenon. And Scotty's just a boring guy that goes out there and just strangles you to death. And I don't know. I don't know if that's good for golf. What Scotty Scheffler is doing right now is incredible, and we'll see if he can keep it up. Because again, we've seen a handful of guys, more than one or two, that have had runs that are similar to this, where you reel off, three, four majors, and then it doesn't stick. And we've heard from Scotty saying that this isn't the end all to be all. This isn't what he sets out to do. This isn't what drives him. So again, you ask the question, does this guy have another 10-year run in him, or do we start to tail off? Rory won four in a very short period of time, didn't win another one for a decade. Is that, or are we about to see Scotty go on this historic Tiger-like run? And if he does, it's good for the game, because the game needs stars and the game needs stories, but I don't know if it's the best thing, what could be for golf. If this is the next hero, I'm not certain that Scotty moves the needle.
Well, that was for the good of the game. It is wild that Rory did win. He won four majors over a three-year period.
Yeah.
And then did not win another one for 11 years.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be like saying, like, if I told you right now, because at the time they weren't saying this, but if I told you right now that Scotty, who has just won his fourth major, won't win another one until, 2036?
You'd laugh.
That was Rory.
Yeah.
You would laugh. But,
it happens.
It does. But I think Scotty, boy, I got to tell you, man, he's awful good.
Yes.
He's awful good. And I think he's got a real chance to be different than some of those other guys you mentioned and rattle off a bunch here. He is demoralizing fields. Yeah. Like, there are guys that are going out there going, dude, we're not beating him this week.
Well, that was Harris Inglis, by the way, who finished second to the British and finished second to him at the Masters. Not the Masters, the PGA. Rory won the Masters. He finished second. Harris Inglis would be a two-time major champion winner if it wasn't for Scotty Scheffler. The guy went 13 under at the Open. And did you hear any of him at the end?
I didn't.
Yeah, they were talking to him, and he was like, real happy with the way I played. And that guy, he basically just admitted, he goes, this is twice now where I've been really happy and felt like I put myself in position to win, but that guy. And it's one of those things where
See, Rory doesn't have that.
No.
Even when Rory was winning majors, he didn't have that.
Well, and all of his peers now are essentially conceding that.
Exactly.
Scheffler, or Rory said, Scottie Scheffler is, well, it's inevitable. And then Hao Tong Li says, four shots behind, it's kind of like I get to play for second. That going into the final round. And then Xander Schauffele, when you see his name on top of the leaderboard, yeah, it kind of sucks for us.
Yeah,
that's what's different about Scheffler.
Yeah.
Not different than Tiger, but different than anybody since Tiger.
Yeah.
So we'll see if that keeps going. I mean, he does seem to be wired. I know he's got a lot of heat for some of those comments that he made last week about what he really cares about. But I just don't. It's interesting that he just came out that tournament and obliterated everyone.
Yes.
Like, that dude is so wired. He's wired to. He's super competitive.
Yeah.
And I just don't know if you can turn that off. I think he's wired in a way that I think he could rattle off a bunch. We'll see. He's got to stay healthy because remember, he got hurt with the hand at a slow start to the season. But he's.
That was a cut to the hand.
Ravioli fist.
Yeah, exactly.
He was cutting raviolis with a wine glass.
Yeah.
He is. God.
Yeah.
He just hits the right shot every time. It's easy to take for granted, but it's just.
Well, he said they were asking him, like, what's the thought process going out on going into Sunday? Put the ball in the fairway, iron, green. Two putt.
It's not that easy.
And just listening to him, he puts me to sleep. But damn it, the guy just goes out and strangles the field.
Yeah. Well, congrats. I didn't have him in my Rolodex of bets. So.
Well, it's getting to the point that if you don't take him, then you're
I'm sorry. A little pissed. I had a moment. There was a moment. Gosh, when was that? Was that right the end of Saturday? It might have been early Sunday. No, I think it was towards the end, middle of Saturday.
Yeah.
He was minus 120.
I didn't realize it got that low.
It did, yeah. And I looked at that and I went, ooh, wee.
Squeeze the trigger on that?
I didn't. I didn't.
Yeah.
Should have, obviously.
Yeah.
But I didn't.
We said it on Friday. We're like, God, is this even going to be competitive? And no.
No, it was not.
It was not.
And that's the thing.
Yeah.
That's it, is that when Rory has a lead like that, you do not know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That is far from a lock.
Yeah.
It could be a roller coaster.
Exactly. If Scottie has a lead like that, and that's what Buck was saying about the whole, even the players are saying, when Scottie has a lead like that, when he shows up like that, we're all dead.
And did you
see
the stat on him too?
We're all playing for second place.
That when he has the 54-hole lead, he's 10 out of 10 finishing. Like you can't get him on Sunday if he's had it in the bag on Saturday.
Nope.
And most of that is putting, as they've alluded to on the broadcast.
And Tiger had that too, by the way. Tiger didn't give up leads.
No, he never gave them up.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, that was always a knock on Tiger that he'd never come from behind to win a major. But that's because he was always kicking everyone's ass.
Exactly.
So, major season is over for 2025 already.
I know.
Although we do have a Ryder Cup.
Yeah, that's Harris English, Ring Ring, anybody?
What, you want English on the team? He should be on the team. He's playing great.
Should be. Again, if he wasn't going against the freaking cyborg, he'd win. He had two majors this year.
Also, the last name English sounds like he should be Team Europe.
And he's just so crazy and zany.
By the way, first guy since Ernie Els. Oh, God.
Right?
Can we get someone with freaking personality? Somebody? Max Homa? He's the first guy since Ernie Els to Tiger Woods to lose two majors to the same damn guy in the same year.
Yeah, well, play better.
Welcome to Ernie. To Ernie Els.
Without Scotty at that tournament, that would have been fun.
Yes,
there
it would have.
There were a ton of guys up there fighting for a second, but did you hear what Hao Tong Li said to Scotty?
No.
Hao Tong Li, who plays on the DP World Tour, he's from China, he was up there and he was playing with Scotty in the final group and he was walking with Scotty and he was like, hey, if I ever make the tour, when I make the tour, I guess he's going to play on the tour now.
Yeah.
He said, can I come practice with you? And Scotty was like, yeah, sure.
Sure, of course.
And then Hao Tong said, he said, well, don't forget my name. And Scotty said, Hao Tong who? And that's the clip of Hao Tong laughing hysterically.
That's the one.
That's what he said to him to make him laugh like that.
Nice.
Because Scotty's not going to let him practice with
him. No.
I ain't letting you. Get it.
But he said playing with Scotty on the course in the fourth round was lovely.
Just the idea that you go 11 under at the Open and you lose by six shots. You're like, it's not supposed to happen that way.
All right, we got a break. Coming up, we have cool sports things like somebody trying to pay their way into the Big 12. Coming up on The Fan. Hey, nice to have you along. Just announced earlier this hour that we will begin broadcasting on 105.1 FM tomorrow at 6 a.m. So make sure you tune in.
105.1 The Fella.
You're going to get crystal clear Dirt and Sprague tomorrow morning at 6.
I cannot wait for the complaints, though, from the middle-aged housewife.
I'll tell you what. You want to know who's pissed? Mm. My daughter-in-law.
Oh, is she a Bella fan, huh?
She loves Bella. Hmm. She's like, what are you doing?
Well,
like, I don't know.
The gym I go to, Crunch.
It's the station they chose.
It plays Bella over the speakers. And I'm not.
Not anymore.
Not anymore.
Wait, will it play us until it figures out that
That's what I'm wondering.
And then they're like, we got
to. You need to send somebody at 3 o'clock tomorrow to find out if you're playing at the gym.
Well, I guess, I'll go in the morning and I'll find out if they have Dirt and Sprague. I'm guessing that there will be a panicked, what the hell is this? And we'll switch over. I don't know where they go, but yeah, they're a Bella over there. So apparently not anymore.
Bella.
Sorry.
Sorry, Bella.
Yeah.
You know what's weird about that? Is that, you know, you would think that that would affect a lot of people. It's like, that sucks because it's a station that had a bunch of people on it and they lose their job or whatever. There was not one person employed at Bell.
No, that was, it's called automation. We put the damn robots out of business. Hey, we're actually standing up to automation. For once, we're telling AI to suck it.
That's a good point.
Yes.
We are.
We're pushing back. We're like John Connor fighting the damn Terminator at this point. We're like the last beacon. We're the wall that AI slams into and says,
well,
no
most
more.
People can suck it.
Exactly.
All right. Well, coming up next now.
How many times will we tease coming up next after we've just talked about the announcement that was made earlier today?
Memphis has proposed a lucrative offer to join the Big 12, and apparently the Big 12 is like, cute, but no.
Hey, yeah, now.
It worked for SMU.
No. It sure did, but it has not worked, at least yet,
no.
for Memphis. We'll get to that next, followed by our Stock Watch on The Fan.